Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Minister Sharon Rambus. And Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture Luke 18:27, and our theme is there is nothing too hard for God, and our mission is to empower and encourage the people with the word of God. And so we come to you on the air every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month. Our next show dates are December the 22nd and January the 10th. That's right, January. Next month, this year is coming to an end. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what comes your way, you should have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Why? Because God has been good to you. So we are to always you have a thankful heart and a thankful mind. So as usual, we like to start the show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. Prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Because when we pray, God listens. When we listen, God speaks. And when we believe, God works. May we pray, Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, the giants of sickness, the giants of lack, even the giants of loneliness. You have created us to be giant slayers, so we no longer are bound. Thank God we are free, free to love and free to live in the purpose and power in which you have created us. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So there is a word from the Lord tonight, and it comes from Psalm 51. Psalm 51. And it reads, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou have broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and behold, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, thy God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open up my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else I will give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings, the whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks unto thy name, and the word of God is blessed. Dear Heavenly Father, it's preaching time. We know that there's no preaching done, except if it's done by you. Now, ask that you would increase as I decrease. Lord, we ask that you would get the glory out of everything we say. Do prepare the hearts of the people for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And just for our time together today, I will use as a title, I may be broken, but I'm still blessed. Broken and blessed are two words that seem to be complete opposites. It seems that if they are used in the same sentence, a mistake has been made. We all know what it feels like to be broken, to be shattered, to feel as if our entire world has fallen apart, or perhaps even blown into pieces. We all have times in our lives when we don't want to let go of our tear-soaked pillow. And it seems like when one crazy circumstance is over, here come another one. Brokenness is often accompanied by a feeling of emptiness, a void that you might feel cannot be filled, a sorrow that cannot be comforted, and a wound for which there seemed to be no balm. Nothing feels blessed about being broken. The most painful and difficult times of my life have been those when I felt broken. I don't like feelings of pain and suffering or brokenness any more than anybody else. But certain circumstances in life hurt. At times so intensely that we think we will never heal. So in our text tonight, in this psalm of David written this psalm with a broken heart after the sinful act he had committed with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband. In brokenness, David writes this psalm of repentance and restoration. He acknowledges his guilt. He begs for the cleansing of God. He requests restoration of his broken life. He also understands that the Lord will not be satisfied with the ceremoniously offered sacrifice, but that God was looking and God was requiring more. And so his brokenness caused him to sacrifice a sweet smelling savor that was pleasing to God. And so from our text, I'd like to focus on verses 8 and 17. David speaks of his bones being broken in judgment and his heart being broken in repentance. See, David understands that God is interested in hearts. And unlike others, he does not want one that is perfect, but he desires one that is broken. And so I'm glad that God don't require perfection, just faithfulness. Bobby Bowen, the songwriter, penned the song called The Heart Collector. And he writes, people keep so many things, collections of all kinds. Some store treasures in their hearts, others in their minds. But there is one collection that has the greatest price. Jesus paid the highest cost when he laid down his life. Unlike most collectors, perfection they seek to find. But he is very different. Broken ones are his favorite kind. You may think you are too far gone, way beyond repair. But whenever there's a broken heart, you will find him there. He's a heart collector. And I'm a chosen one. He's a heart collector who refuses no one. All you have to do is come to him and he will make you a part. The one who is faithful and true, this collector of hearts. And so when we read throughout the Bible, God receives glory not from those things that are whole, not from the people that got it all together, but God seeks the glory from those things and those people that are broken. And so some things cannot, and some people cannot give God glory until they are broken, because they think it's all about them. They think that they got it all together and it was all on their doing. But let's take notice. Let's consider Jacob. Jacob and God wrestled in Genesis 32. And Jacob ended up with a broken leg, but he also ended up with a blessing. Sometimes God has to afflict our flesh in order to break our will. It is a blessing to us in the end, although it might not feel like it. It might not look like it. But we must come to understand that his will is better for us. Far better than our plans and our hookups. God wants to break us and to make us whole. Just like Jacob, God wants to make us whole so that he can prepare us for the future that he has planned for us. God wants to change your name. He wants to change what people have been calling you. Yes, some people have called you liar, but now they will have to call you blessed. Some people have called you a drunk, but now they will still have to call you blessed. Some people have called you broke, busted, disgusted, but now they will have to call you blessed. See, I may be broken, but I'm still blessed. Let's consider the broken bread in Matthew 14 and 19. It says, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the five loaves and the two fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. You see, the bread was broken for multiplication. It was broken and distributed, but the supply never ran out. And so the bread in this text is symbolic of the word of God. Its value multiplies as it is blessed by God, as it is broken by God, and it so that it might be distributed among his people. God is showing us that like this bread, his word will never run out. His word will never lose hope. And so as long as you keep breaking open the word of God, you will be blessed. When we are broken in his word, we can find joy everlasting. When we are broken in his word, we can find peace that surpasses all understanding. When we are broken in his word, we can find hope for tomorrow. When we are broken, we can find in his word the strength to endure. So in his word, you can find whatever you need, because what you need, God's got it. And so now let's consider Jeremiah. Jeremiah was commanded in chapter 18 to go to the potter's house. There he saw the way that the potter held the clay in his hands. The vessel was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it over again into another vessel. And so I don't know about you, but sometimes I get marred. Sometimes my thoughts get marred, and sometimes my words get marred. Even my walking and my talking get marred, and I need the Savior to make me over again. And so I know many of you may feel that you have been broken today, and you have never been in this place of brokenness before. For it is when you have truly been broken that God can mold you and shape you and make you into what he wants and created you to be. And finally, let's consider the broken body of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed." Jesus' body was broken for you and me. He died so that we might have the blessing of eternal life. So if today you find yourself in a place of brokenness, God can still use you. Yes, I know you have flaws, but I want to encourage you tonight to keep hope, because God can still use you. How do you know, preacher? I hear you asking, how do you know he can use me? You don't understand what I did and where I come from. We got evidence. He used Abraham, even though Abraham was old. He used Elijah, even though Elijah was suicidal. He used Joseph, even though Joseph was abused by his brothers. He used Job, even though Job went bankrupt. He used Moses, even though Moses had a speech problem. He used Gideon, even though Gideon was afraid. He used Samson. Samson was a womanizer. Rahab, even though she was a prostitute. Noah, even though he was a drunk. He used Jonah, even though he ran from God. He used Peter, even though he denied Christ 3 times. He used even little Zacchaeus, even though he was small. And so I'm glad that his word says, and we know, that in all things God works. In all things God works for the good of them who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. All things. Those hidden things, those things you don't want nobody to know about, God knows. And so today, if you feel like you're not worthy enough, remember that Jesus used a bunch of flawed people. He used them to share the hope and to spread the good news to a flawed world. Because it is in him that we live and we move and we have our being. It is in him that we find renewal and mending. He's able to put us back together again. See, Jesus didn't call the equipped. He equipped the call. And so tonight, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, if you ask God to forgive you, if you choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior, remember that the same power, that same resurrected power that Jesus used to conquer the grave, it lives in you. It lives in you.
Let's worship with you. God bless you tonight.